Finance Minister Dr. Kwabena Dufour has withdrawn and replaced the report of the Joint Committee on Finance and Poverty Reduction Strategy on a $3 billion loan from the Chinese Development Bank. The loan, according to the report, is to be used for infrastructural development. However, the minority's query that the loan be broken down seems to have forced the ministry to review and present the document. Parliament has therefore suspended sitting to enable the Joint Committee on Finance and Poverty Reduction Strategy to take another look at the deal. Members are awaiting the committee's direction on whether to proceed on other issues as they consider the revised document. Earlier, our correspondents in Parliament, Issa Shaibu and Stephen Kweyi, filed this report.
The Joint Committee on Finance and Poverty Reduction Strategy met in Kufuoria to discuss the Master Facility Agreement between the Government of Ghana and the China Development Bank for a loan of $3 billion. The loan is to finance infrastructure development projects under the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda. The report was laid in the House yesterday. The minority at a committee's meeting raised a number of issues in the report. These include the definition of facility agreement and suggested that the China Development Bank should be given only a letter of comfort. Otherwise, the agreement should be treated as a memorandum of understanding and be approved to give government the green light to negotiate the subsidiary agreements and bring them back to the House for approval in that context so that it does not constitute a binding contract. In order to address some of the concerns raised by the minority, the first Deputy Speaker, Edward Do Ajaho, who presided over proceedings on the advice of leadership, adjourned the sitting to enable the Joint Committee to look into them and come out with a new report. At a press briefing after the adjournment, the NPP caucus from the Western region noted that the withdrawal of the earlier report vindicates the stance of the minority about some inaccuracies in the agreement. The briefing addressed by Papa Usankuma, member for Second D, said MPs from the Western region will not be partisan in their approach to national issues, but will also not pursue issues which are inimical to the nation.
Issa Shaibu and Stephen Kweyi's report. This is